AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. economy grew at a surprisingly strong 3.3% pace in the final quarter of last year. Ed Donahue has more.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says people are still spending despite high interest rates and high prices.
Wages have risen more than prices. Middle-class Americans now have more purchasing power.
In Wisconsin, President Biden looked at the GDP headlines.
U.S. shatters expectations. Second headline, the U.S. economy boomed in 2023. Third, U.S. economy grew at a shocking pace. I love that shocking pace.
The numbers show inflationary pressures continue to ease. The economy has been a drag on President Biden's poll numbers, but there are recent signs of improving consumer sentiment.
Though some forecasters thought a recession last year was inevitable, President Biden and I did not.
Former President Donald Trump has said the economy is horrible, except the stock market is going up. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A couple of weekly economic numbers. More Americans filed claims for jobless benefits last week, but layoffs remain at historically low levels despite a flurry of job cuts in the media and technology sectors. The latest, Microsoft laying off about 1,900 from its gaming division, just over 3 months after its buyout of video game maker Activision Blizzard. And mortgage rates climbed. Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at 6.69%, the 15 at 5.96. In other news, former President Trump testified for less than 3 minutes at the New York trial where writer E. Jean Carroll is seeking over $10 million in defamation damages against him. Trump White House official Peter Navarro has been sentenced to 4 months after being convicted of contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the congressional investigation into the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Alabama will attempt to put a man to death with nitrogen gas tonight, a method that's never been used before. This is AP News. How did stocks react to the GDP number? Seth Sertel has the answer in the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, following signals that the economy is growing more powerfully than economists had expected. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Thursday, setting another record high. The Dow added 242 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.2%. IBM helped lead the market's gains after reporting a stronger profit than expected. IBM surged more than 9%. The gain at IBM helped offset a sharp drop for Tesla, which warned of slowing sales growth. The electric car maker's shares fell just over 12%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after the blowout data on the economy's growth also indicated that inflation is moderating. Investors will be closely watching early Friday when the government releases figures on the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.